was interesting. This was not a problem when we were growing up.
No, not at all.
It was so hard to get your hands on a porn. We used to read books. That's how, you know, I'm not kidding.
I used to go into the cave and look at the drawings on the wall.
Yeah. Two stick figures.
That's basically.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Legitimate theme.
I do have legitimate theme information here.
Yeah. This episode is just about daylight savings time.
No, it's not.
But we're going to touch on a lot of topics, and one of those topics is daylight savings time, which I hate.
I hate it, too. Some people are for it, and some people are rabidly against
it. Why can't we make it so that we have more daytime? You know, we're not one of those countries that's lucky to be so far north that we have, like, extended daylight hours at any point. Let's have more day.
So Benjamin Franklin was the first to come up with this, and he was kidding. By the
way, I was going to say, he doesn't sound like the kind of guy who would go for that. You know, he used to go to parties in France and be like, get your tits out. People loved him.
Yeah.
He was a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. And he had women, like, you wouldn't believe. Yeah.
He was Sean Connery in his day.
Oh, he was horrid looking. Yes. He looked like a troll.
Yes.
But everyone loved him.
Women loved him. Yeah. He was funny.
He was smart, and he always came up with something new.
All over Europe during that time, people were making, like, dishes with his face on it. Like, they loved him. They couldn't get enough of Benjamin Franklin.
So he writes an essay just to amuse himself about it.
He doesn't get that much time. After he had finished amusing everyone else.
Yeah, he was just like, he was taking an early morning ride. And was struck by the fact that the blinds of nearby houses were closed, even though the sun was fully risen.
He couldn't see any tits. That's what he was saying. He's like, this is BS.
Why am I out here? He goes, why don't people just get up earlier, an hour earlier? Think of all the money that you could save on candles. Ha, ha, ha. He was joking.
And he ran with it.
Yeah, and he still wrote a little essay about it, and it was funny to him. But people were like...
That's where his sense of humor is.
Yeah. People were like, that's a great idea. I know how much we could save on...
tallow and our candles.
Right. And then the farmers that have to get up earlier, they can use that daylight to work in the fields.
Mm-hmm. I think the idea is funny because the daylight itself doesn't change.
Yeah.
It's just how you deal with it. So, like, why don't they just get up earlier and let everybody else be?
Yeah, get up earlier yourself.
Yeah.
Set your alarm a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I grew up in a farming community, and they're like, yeah, it's easier for the farmers. I'm like, these dudes are getting up at 3 o'clock already.
Yeah.
What are they going to get up before they go to bed the night before? Come on.
Yeah.
We have these things called lights on the front of our tractors now. Anyway.
Yeah, and it's like, what is it? There's a Native American saying that only fools would, like, get up an hour earlier and think the day is longer.
Yes. And by fools, we mean settlers.
Yes.
Right. They're probably laughing their asses off. They're like, I just learned to read this language, but check this out. They're hilarious, these settlers.
Yeah. So it doesn't, it screws up things for people who take care of livestock because now cows now have to get up earlier or something.
And they're already exhausted. What do they need to get up earlier for?
It also screws it up
when we deal with the rest of the world.
The rest of the world, because only a third of the world does it.
Who does it? It's white people. It's just Europe and America.
Basically. Okay. And then we still argue within these regions, you know, where the cutoff is and who's going to do it and who's not going to do it. So it's just a mess. There was one unfortunate lady who had twins. One child was born 10 minutes before 1 o'clock. And then the other one was born after...
The cutoff.
So then it was an hour ahead. So it was just like, it screwed up the timing.
Why deal with any of this stuff?
It's just like the other one was born later, but then earlier. Because the clock went back.
Ugh.
So the second one was born first then, on record.
I'm doing right now GIS, and we're doing all this like map, spatial awareness, and time, and all this kind of stuff. I'm just like, we need to scrap some of these things. I don't understand how the time zones, they're so... there are some parts of the United States where there are some states that are on the border, and because they do so much more business with the next state, they try to, you know, they're like, fuck it, we'll just stay with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a state and then Chicago is where you're doing all your business, you want to be in that time zone. Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah. There was one...
Any other interesting jokes you came up with?
One interesting thing where there was some... Back in September of 1999, the West Bank was on daylight savings time. And Israel just switched back to standard time, but the terrorists prepared time bombs.
What?
And then misunderstood the time on the bombs. So it was, they thought they set the bomb an hour ahead, but it was really an hour behind, and so they still had them on, and they didn't get where they were.
And they blew up?
They blew up themselves.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a you know, reason to keep it.
Yeah.
If you're confused. What the hell?
Everyone's getting confused.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And then...
I'm sorry, did they get martyred as well for that asinine fucking...
Probably.
Jesus.
And then there's another thing with Halloween where they want to...
start the trick-or-treating earlier?
Yeah.
Just start it earlier.
Just start it, but the kids won't go out until it's dark. They're not going to run around in the daylight and do it.
Like an asshole.
They wanted to drop back before Halloween so the kids will go out and it's an extra hour of trick-or-treating. Therefore, more candy is sold and it ups the candy sales.
Just increase the price of candy a little bit.
Yeah.
Add a couple extra cents on to the O's candy corn. AKA
it
plastic.
It screws up the Amtrak train schedules.
Mm-hmm. And they're already screwed up. They already don't know what's going on.
But they have to, in order to stay on time, they have to sit there for an hour.
I'd never understand with things like Amtrak and MTA, why they have problems with time. I'm like, it's just you. Mm-hmm. No one else. It's not like Katie and I are breaking on, be like, we're using these tracks for the next hour.
Yeah.
We're on here. Figure it out.
Radio stations, AM radio signals.
But who's listening to AM radio?
They go much further at night than the day.
Okay. So 10-10 wins again.
Violent crime. Is consistently less during periods of daylight savings time, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is... Look, when it's cold, there's less crime. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, anything, when it's rainy, you're not going to get mugged. You know, no one has time for it. Like, if it's the middle of the day, you're probably not going to get mugged. But this is, once again, if you're that worried about it, when it gets dark, go inside.
Right.
You don't need to change the time for that.
And also, the change of time is really messing up with people's body rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hate it when if you're at work, and it's like 5:30, like it's already dark. Do something about that.
Yeah.
You know?
But more people have heart attacks after the clock gets turns ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And
then
people are tired. They get into more accidents the following week.
So then we should be engineering it so that when the sun is out, that's kind of the major part of the day. Mm-hmm. Like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It used to be you get... Like it's funny when you're on vacation, it's like that. If you go to a resort or, like, you're at the beach or somewhere, you get up at, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You do all the stuff that you would do normally anyway. By 10 o'clock, you're drunk, you're in bed.
Yeah, right.
Because it's dark.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Right.
You know? You've done everything.
Entertainment
you got up early.
Is over.
Yeah. Entertainment's over. You get a good night's sleep, and you're back up the next day at, 7. Mm-hmm. And I like it.
Well, most bars close at 2 o'clock, but the actual law is that it closes at 1:59, so you can't stay out till an extra hour during daylight savings.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. Where we are, the bars are open until 3 or 4 anyway.
Just
like, whatever.
Who closed it? It's like, you were in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, it's 11:30, last call. I'm like, what? I just fucking got here.
Yeah.
Last call. That's why I have to carry nips. I have geocached them in L.A. in case of emergency.
Idaho senators voted for it. They want to keep it because...
I don't care. You have it. You keep it. Enjoy it.
They say that fast food restaurants sell more French fries, and so at that time or something.
Yeah,
so
that's a reason to not have it because that's killing people, Idaho.
And then your dogs, your pets. Now you have to get up an hour earlier or later, and the dog is like, they don't have a clock.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't have to pee now. I don't. Yes. And it's like, well, you have to because I'm going to have to go to work. So now.
We had when we first had our dog, he was getting up super early in the morning. I don't know who he was living with. After he'd been with us a couple of months, you couldn't get him out before noon. Like, we tried to take him out one time at 10. He growled. He was like, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm a late sleeper now, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we do it. I like it.
Well, one important thing that we really have to bring up on this show.
Okay.
Must address with the daylight saving time. Do you know it's daylight saving time, not savings with an
S? I thought it was savings.
That's what I thought too. And that's, I've been
it's
saying it my
daylight
whole
daylight saving
without
time.
An S. I didn't know that. I just found that out last
daylight
night.
Daylight saving time.
Daylight
saving. And so it's supposed to be daylight savings. This is like sweepstake and sweepstakes.
Yes.
To me. Like, I don't know if those are both words.
Yeah.
But daylight saving time?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
We should call it something else. We gotta come up with something else. Yeah, listeners, as Katie would say, if you have an idea for what it should be called, because daylight saving time ain't working for us.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, and we don't think it's right.
Yeah. All right. But the thing is, the question is, do ghosts operate on daylight saving time?
I don't
know. Does a ghost know? Because remember, 3 o'clock is the witching hour.
That's true. What is it now? 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
4 o'clock?
So here are a couple of people debating.
Okay. And what did they come up with? Jeez, you're about to drop an egg of knowledge on me.
Okay. Okay, one says, okay, Yankee Pirate says, okay, like many of you, most of my experiences have happened around 3 a.m. And it's been mentioned on this board before, because this is like a message board, everyone's chiming in here, that many regard 3 a.m. as the prime ghost activity time.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Peak ghost at 3 o'clock.
And so Moonchild replies, time is an illusion, right?
Oh, I hate those people. Let's just focus on the question.
Right. And then Petunia says, forgive my answer because I mean no sarcasm, but what difference does the time make? Does an experience mean one thing before 3 a.m. and another thing after 3 a.m.? And if it does, what changes? And it's like, no.
Okay. Again, no, not answering the question, right? You're asking more questions. Boo.
And then Bridget says,
Bridget.
It's strange that you should bring this up because for the last several weeks I've been waking up at 3 a.m., but last night I got up at 4. After going to my computer, I realized the clocks had turned back and the computer says 3.
Okay.
Okay.
But no, you're still waking up at 3, so you're all right.
And then Whispers of Fire says, I disagree about activity in the wee hours. I've encountered spirits at 2 in the afternoon and 10 a.m.
Yeah, they don't care.
Right. And then the Yankee Pirate's like bringing it all back together and says, perhaps I didn't explain myself.
I wanted an answer to a question, not more questions.
I know. And then he goes on, I mean, you know, if a spirit is always showing up at 2 in the morning,
how annoying.
Is he going to observe daylight saving time when the clocks change?
Can anyone answer my question? Did they chime back in? No.
The answer, nobody could really answer it, and I found on another site that spirits go by the clocks in the human world.
Okay. So time
is irrelevant to them, but when if they're going to be in our world, they go by our
time clocks. Is irrelevant. However, they doggedly adhere to whatever timekeeping system we have.
Sophie usually shows up at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's daylight savings time. They're like, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Or I missed it.
Then they float into there like, fuck, wrong room. Yeah. And then float back out. Yeah. Too early. Too soon. Too soon. Oh, my God. So speaking of Moonchild, I have a Children of the Moon for Tales from Der Campfire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tales from the Campfire is a segment wherein we discuss ghost stories.
Urban legends, tales of the paranormal, fake lore even. And we retell them here around the digital fire, so campfire, so gather around. This is a creepy pasta.
Okay, I understand this is creepy.
This is really creepy. It just came out. It got a rating of 7.7 out of 10.
Okay, that's pretty high up there.
And 684 people cast a vote on this.
And they said, wow, scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is called Children of the Moon. In the town of Bisden, nobody leaves their home after dark. As soon as the sun begins to set, shutters are drawn shut, you know, as you do. Candles are snuffed out and doors are locked tight.
As if daylight savings time, though.
Before the moon is fully risen, the entire town appears deserted and silence reigns supreme. So, they put it on lockdown.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Whispered Freya, sounding small and afraid in the dark. Shut up. Her older brother, Freud?
Who does that to a child? Come on.
Hissed through clenched teeth as he eyed the black windows of the house nearest to them.
Shut up
sometimes. A shutter is just a shutter. They are probably locked. Nobody in their right mind would leave their windows unlocked at this hour. Not in Bisden.
Not
on my watch. Not with my daughter. I told you we shouldn't play in the forest, continued Freya. I said we should go back sooner. And I said, shut up, Fred went on.
Ooh.
Freud. was it Freud?
You've got to change his name. That's a Freudian slip.
It's a Freudian slip. Whining about the past doesn't change the present. Oh, he is Freud.
See?
Freud looked at his sister, shivering in the dark, and it doesn't change the situation we're in. Before Freya could respond, the faint sound of a child's laughter floated across the wind.
That's nice.
Goosebumps erupted.
Why?
Along Freud's neck. Because they're outside in the dark, and they're not. No one else is around, and it's Bisden.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's other. Fred clasped his hand over Freya's mouth, pulling her close. He shrank back into the shadows of an alley. Again, the unearthly sound drifted across the air. Yeah. Again, the unearthly sound drifted across the air. I don't know. What is a creepy... Yeah. Oh, you're good at it. It sounds like you're in the back of a truck, but okay. Freya tensed in Freud's arms as they realized the magnitude of their situation. A child's voice, oddly distorted, broke the silence of the night like a fist through the glass.
Ha.
Come out wherever you are.
Ooh.
The thing lumbered across the alley, just a few feet from Freud and Freya's hiding place. It was roughly the size of a child, yet shuffled with its arms hanging grotesquely close to the ground, making its disproportionate body appear ape-like.
Okay.
It was completely nude.
I imagined a blue dress, for some reason.
Forget about it.
Okay.
Not on my watch. Not in Bisden. It was completely nude and had skin so shockingly white that it reflected the glow from the moon. Okay, not tan.
You don't have to be that way about it.
The thing turned its shimmering bald head towards the alley as it crossed.
I imagined hair.
Its face was perfectly smooth, entirely devoid of a feature, except for an impossibly wide smile with thin lips the color of blood.
That's scary.
So no features at all, just a huge mouth.
And it's
like white in color. It's like an ape. A crimson slash of his mouth appeared to stretch from ear to ear. Freud felt warmth spread down his thigh as his bladder let go. Pissed himself. Freya whimpered. The thing froze mid-stride, its body becoming rigid as stone. Slowly it turned its torso until it was facing the alleyway. It took a tentative step forward. Freya sucked in a sharp breath as she began to hyperventilate. Fred clamped his hand over her mouth, but he was too late.
Yeah.
Impossibly fast, the thing twisted its head towards her hiding place, produced a sickening crackle from its neck, and yelled, "Found you!"
That's scary.
That's the end of the story. In the town of Bisden, no one leaves their house after dark. Every day, young ones are told to be at home by dusk. They are told of the evil that haunts the streets at night. They are told to remain silent, because if they hear you, the children of the moon will tear you limb from limb.
Oh, that's creepy. A child of the moon then. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, where did that come from?
This is just someone's creepy pasta. There's no, you know, qualifications for it.
That's interesting. Okay, so the moon is a typically feminine thing. Like the sun is a male thing. That's feminine. So children of the moon.
But this is I think by children of the moon, I'm assuming this is something that's spent a lot of time out of the sun. Because I'm imagining it's kind of like Gollum in a way.
Yeah.
So it has, you know, very pale skin. And that kind of skin probably would not allow it to, we're cryptozoologists now, would not allow it to be in the sun.
Without sunscreen.
Without any kind of sunscreen.
Right.
We know that he likes to go butt ass naked. So clothing is not really, if you're going to be out during the day, you probably need to throw something on.
Oh, right.
Blue dress, what have you. Pair of jams, tank
top. Why the long arms?
I don't know. Why the long arms, Katie? Why the long arms? I don't know. It's the child of the moon. It's some kind of like, you know, ape-like, you know, some kind of a humanoid thing.
An ape-like humanoid that comes out at night will tear you limb from limb.
That will tear you limb from limb.
No reason.
If you're making noise.
Okay.
You know.
Oh.
You were told not to be out, and you were told to be quiet. So Freya's like, hey, what's going on? And Freud is like, yo. Like, piped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it found them. So I'm assuming that this thing, it doesn't have eyes.
Okay.
It has a huge mouth, so we know what it does. It eats everything it can. And it didn't say it didn't have ears. So I'm assuming it finds things by listening.
Yeah. Okay. So then it's like kind of a tale that parents would tell children to stay inside.
To stay inside.
And be quiet.
Exactly.
Because this thing will kill you.
Yep. Every day, young ones are told to be at home by dusk.
Yeah.
We were never told stories like that.
Mm-mm.
Because where I'm from, if you're out at night in the country, it's so dark. You've seen where I'm from. Mm-hmm. It's just dangerous.
Yeah.
And you don't have to tell children anything about that.
Yeah, they don't want to be out there.
You don't want to be, we never wanted to be in the woods at dark. Like, it was always this thing of, like, you have to gauge as a child. You know, children aren't really good with time. Mm-hmm. Like, how far did we go to get to this frog pond?
Yeah.
And now the sun's setting. How long is it going to take for us to get back? So we were always really cautious to be like, okay, I feel like we've been here for a while. We need to head back.
Yeah.
Because if you get caught out where I am in the dark, your parents are, say it's sunset is at like 8, or it's dark at 8. Your parents aren't going to come until like 9:30 or so. Because they're going to be like, well, them little fuckers should have, you know, like they should have been there. They're probably around here somewhere. Yeah. It's going to be a while before somebody is like, let's go look for them.
Yeah.
So you really have to take it upon yourself to get your ass home before it's dark.
Well, the another rule is when the streetlights come on, you go home.
Yeah, that's a suburban thing. When the streetlights come on, everybody runs home.
And the way that our house was on our block, we had a floodlight that came out of the back of the house. And you could see it from... a good distance. And when that floodlight came on,
that's when you had to go.
It was like
a beacon.
Mom put on the floodlight.
Yeah, the floodlight's on.
Yeah.
Was there a symbol on it?
It's like a bat.
Is it an image of Poland? Now we gotta go.
Poland.
We've got like an outline of Warsaw. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dinner served.
Yeah.
We had in our yard, and not everybody has this, but I guess my mom and my grandparents paid to have a light put there in front of our house. Because you probably wouldn't recognize it because you've only been there once. But a lot of people didn't want that light.
Get this light out of here. Because
they didn't want anybody looking in their yard.
Oh.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
If that's how you roll. But like, I like when I get home and I can actually see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because there's some nights where I'm from where it's so dark that you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
So if you try to get shit out of the car... and there's no lights, and you're trying to move towards your house.
You need a
little light. Some people don't like it.
Yeah.
Or they have the porch light.
Okay.
So that is my creepy tale from Dirk Campfire.
Oh.
I know, it's kind of creepy. That all right, what creepy. Do you have?
I have some advice.
Oh, advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice, hence hashtag advice on advice. Are hashtags still a thing?
Yes.
Really? I want one on my tombstone. Strong. On my tombstone, it says, like, hashtag.
Hashtag.
I don't know what I would put on there.
Okay.
Hashtag get off my chest.
This one is by Margot Howard, who is Ann Landers' daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Ann Landers Jr.
Yeah.
As we refer to her. What saith she, the young Landers?
Dear Margot, I've been married to my husband for 8 years.
Okay, congrats.
We have a lot of laughs, good sex, and a happy life overall.
We have a lot of laughs?
Yeah.
It sounds like the 50s. Oh, we have such a good time.
Yeah. I could just imagine them with a martini.
Yeah.
An onion in it, yes. Not an olive.
Okay. I like that you open up the refrigerator, it's just martinis with like saran wrap over them, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. On a tray.
Yes, on a tray.
Okay. The only thing he would like to add to our marriage is an occasional sexual threesome.
Really?
I've replied that we could use this fantasy, but to actually do it would not work for me.
So how are you going to use a fantasy? She's going to pretend to be two women?
I guess.
If she can do that, I'm giving her the wife of the year. Right. She's made life easier for wives across America. Right. She can somehow pull up a threesome just with her and her husband.
Right. Like
who's a hero?
Right, like they do the activity, then she goes and changes, comes back, and is like
maybe she just does one half of her face one way, and then she just turns to the side, kind of in a dick trait, like a Two Face.
Yeah, two different outfits.
Is that Batman or Dick Tracy? I don't know.
I think it's Dick Tracy.
Okay,
and Batman.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Sold.
Last week, the two of us went to a business. You know what our listeners are going to let us know. Who it is.
Yes.
Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Who has two faces?
Is it Two Face?
Or is it from Batman or is it from Dick Tracy or both?
Yeah. Right. Last week, the two of us went to a business convention. In past years, there's always a big...
You know how those are.
Oh, really?
They get crazy. And when you're in Des Moines...
There's nothing else to do.
Peoria.
In past years, there was always a big party scene in the evenings, and my husband, being by himself, always met lots of people and danced and drank and flirted till all hours of the night.
Hookers.
And always told me about how much fun he had.
Mm-hmm.
This year, while at the airport, I was helping him look through his briefcase and came upon a box of condoms. I asked him what he was thinking, and he said, well...
Safety.
If you have them, you probably won't need them. Yeah.
Really? If you have them, you probably won't need them. I find condoms so funny because I've been married for a long time. I had a house guest stay with us who was single. And my dumb ass, I'm like, if you need these condoms, I'm like, get this away from we had some. And I just didn't know what to do with them. Like, here's a single person. Would you like a condom?
Would you like these condoms? Take them with you.
Yeah, take them with you. You never know. It's New York. You know? I'm just trying to unload. I'm trying to move these fucking rubbers. Okay?
That is hilarious. Were they like, what?
Yeah, like, okay, thank you. I think I can take care of my own sexual health needs, but...
It's kind of like, oh, we have some leftovers. I'll put it in Tupperware for you.
Yes, that's you know how I am. Yeah. I'm so corny anyway.
Here's some,
I was like,
some cake.
On a tray. Would you like some condoms? Right. We've got lube if you need that as well.
I was at your house for the party, and you're giving everybody Tupperware containers full of stuff. Hey, you didn't even give me condoms. I'm fine. Yeah, because I could take care of myself.
You could take care of yourself, You weren't staying. If you'd been staying in my home, you would have woke up the next morning with a mint and a condom.
Okay.
Just in case. Right.
Thank you. So he said, well, if you don't have them, you probably won't need them. I smack in the face.
Yeah, right.
I was very upset at the time, and I'm fine.
Put hot sauce on those condoms. Somehow.
I'm finding out that 1 week later, I'm still upset. I know my husband has forgotten all about the incident. What should I do? Signed, annoyed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here's the advice.
It should be signed naive.
Yeah. Denial. Mm-hmm. Dear Anne. Oh, they have her name here. Keep saying no.
And her address.
Yeah, right? They used her, right? They, you know what? That's so funny. She signed it, annoyed Anne.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We had to follow up with her. We noticed.
Keep saying no. And you might pose this question to your husband. Did he pack an umbrella as well to make sure it didn't rain? His answer was quite lame, but the desire for a threesome is obviously still on his wish list.
Wait a minute. He was going to this conference by himself or with her?
With, let's see. The two of us went on a business convention.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This and he last bought year, well, at the airport, I was helping him look through his briefcase. Yeah. And he bought condoms. Okay. As long
that
as
changes things. If he was really hoping to get a threesome in.
At this convention.
That's legit that he would bring condoms. Maybe it was with a dude. Hey.
Yeah, right? Devil's three-way.
Yeah, the devil's three-way. Satan's three-way. Coming live to a convention near you.
Okay, so the desire for a threesome is still obviously on his wish list. The wild card, however, is you as the third. As long as you don't want it, it can't happen. Do not let him make you feel square or staunchy about your decision. I'm sure some people somewhere are perfectly happy with threesomes.
Yeah, like a lot of people, lady. I mean, it's not that big. It's not a weird thing.
Yeah, it's not. It's very common.
Like, it's extremely common. I'm surprised you didn't already do it, like, in college.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But for this to work, everyone has to be willing. Tell him ixnay on the three-way, and the discussion is closed.
Okay. All right, I guess.
That's it?
That's the whole advice?
Yeah, that's all the advice.
I would say, yeah, if you definitely are against the three-way, say it. I'm not sold that this woman isn't. And right. We don't even know what kind of three-way it is. Because I would definitely say a lot of guys, like almost every guy wants to have a three-way with two women. I've only known of one guy in my life whose partner, who was with a female, that was his partner. She wanted to have a three-way. She wanted to bring another chick in, and he was like, no.
I want a dude.
Every guy that I told was like, who is that dude that used to be hunted down and kicked out?
Oh, no. Oh,
are you
okay.
kidding? Like, yeah. I've never in my life, there almost any guy, if you were like, I want to bring another lady in here, would be like, oh, what are you waiting? Is she here now? Get her in here. Like, what are you waiting for? Why are you even asking me? Bring the woman before she changes her mind or you change your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most guys are really into that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong. I don't care. But I would say it sucks for women. Because how often as a woman, so say you do the three-way, then you want a devil's three-way.
Yeah, you want that a devil's three-way.
That never happens.
Yeah.
That almost never happens. We know of maybe...
If you want a three-way with another girl, we do a devil's three-way first.
Yes.
And then you get your...
And then you get
your three-way.
Because think about it, guys. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It really isn't.
It's not the same. You know what I mean? Like, the excitement that a guy gets from being with two chicks, it's not the same excitement as a woman with another chick and a dude. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Like, it's exotic. Like, a devil's three-way, that's exotic. Yeah. If you can hook your lady up with a devil's three-way, I say thumbs up. Thumbs up. Go for
two
you.
Two thumbs up.
Yes, two thumbs up. Two big thumbs up.
Two big devil's thumbs up.
Yes. I give the devil's peace sign. It's two thumbs up.
Yeah.
This guy. These guys. You know? Like, that kind of thing. And so, that's the first part of the advice that I'm up. And the other part is, like, maybe she should have said, like, you guys need to talk about stuff you can do. Maybe he just wants to spice things up.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Or maybe he just wants somebody to watch them. That could be another thing. Well, why don't you do that?
What kind of three-way is it? Yeah, maybe he doesn't actually desire another person to be in the mix. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just wants that added thrill of, yeah, there's somebody else there. Or maybe you guys need to go to a club and be in front of other people. Or whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to try some new stuff. And a lot of guys, that's their go-to. Like, that's the craziest thing that can come up with two chicks at the same time. Mm-hmm. Whoopee. That's old school.
Yeah.
That's as old as empire and homosexuality. It's not that big of a deal.
Right. Yeah, but if you find them, if you have them, you probably won't need them. That's such a cutesy answer.
I don't like that answer. I mean, they need to talk about that. Because what if he brought those condoms hoping that his wife would agree to a three-way and then he would have them? I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. But we need to know why he brought them in the first place. And why didn't he hide them?
Yeah.
Where were you going that you couldn't get condoms?
Like, oh, surprise. Like,
Alabama?
He's going to try to make this happen, and she's going to suddenly be into it, because they're on a business trip.
But, like...
They're at a convention.
But isn't that what people
do? I was heady with excitement at this...
But that's what people do at conventions, apparently.
At this furniture convention.
Yes. At this furniture
convention. There were sofas.
Convention in St. Louis.
Yeah. There were all kinds of units that you could mount to a wall.
Yeah, and I got excited. One thing led to another. Three-way. Devil's three-way. That's when you have it in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or Las Vegas. That's interesting.
They got the four R's.
What's the four R's? Rehearse, record, rinse, or repeat. 209
West 40th Street. Hashtag Funklife NYC.
Jaquita, what's going on with Funkadelic?
It's a whole bunch of stuff. Dawn from Funkadelic just let us know there's some awesome new stuff coming on. The first Thursday, there's something called a Funk Rockout.
This is all in what month?
In this month.
March.
Right? In March. Yeah.
2016.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think the first Thursday thing is every single month.
Oh, okay.
So it's the first Thursday of each month. They're showcasing. So they're hosting an open mic showcase and jam event. This is the Thursday Funk Rockout. I just like saying Funk Rockout.
Thursday Funk Rockout.
Thursday Funk Rockout.
Okay.
And it's special because there's a funk jam that's going to back up the artists.
What?
So you
wait
can,
a minute. What?
So you can come as a performing artist, as a singer, and they're going to have... it's an open mic, but you don't have to bring a band. Like, the band is going
to
be there.
I can get up, and you can get up if we want to.
Yeah, but will anyone want us to?
Okay.
So
we
could.
People who can sing, we encourage you to go out to the Thursday night.
And it can even be your... So if Katie and I write a song, if we tell them what the song is and send it to them by the 15th of the month before, that funk band will be ready to play our song.
Get out.
So if the Whipfather and Dull Unit decided this is the time to, like, break out, their time to shine, this could happen.
That's our bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funk. What is it?
The Whipfather and Dull Unit.
And Dull Unit.
Dull Unit is yours.
Is mine, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's every first Thursday. Saturday nights, there's an open jam. It says every Saturday night from 8 to midnight. It says jammers descend on the studio, let go and express themselves. There's a bunch of studios that are open. It's all genres of music. So maybe in one room there's funk, maybe another room rock, maybe another room country.
So you can roam from room to room and try out different styles and meet different people.
Yeah. And you can come by yourself and then join in with a group. So that's going to be, that's $10. And then there's an all-ages open mic and jam. And the information about that is on the website at funkadelicstudios.com.
So funkadelicstudios.com is the place to go to catch all this information.
Yeah, and you can like them on Facebook. They're on the Funkadelic Studios, YouTube, Funkadelic Studios NYC, Twitter, Funkadelic New York, and Instagram, Funkadelic Studios NYC. Basically, if you type in Funkadelic and studio, they come up.
Yeah.
So you're not going to find anything else. So check out their stuff. We're here right now in the Funkadelic studio.
That's
doing our thing.
And here, you can come to the studio by yourself and do your thing. They're really friendly and helpful. It's not, don't be intimidated by
especially you. During the day when there's some discounted rates, which we are enjoying right now, which is right. awesome.
Yes.
I think it's like until 5 o'clock or something. So, Funk Rock Out.
All right.
Every first Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right. So I have, speaking of booty, I found this interesting article. Is porn good for us or bad for us?
Good question.
Yes, it is a good question.
Okay.
It says people continue to ask the same question about porn that they have been doing for decades. So this isn't about is it hurtful to women or is it hurtful to society. This is like what happens to people who watch
just
a lot of porn.
Anybody.
Because like you keep hearing that
male,
these people.
Male, female, whoever.
Well, these are mostly dudes, but you keep hearing about these people who have these addictions to online porn. When mm-hmm. we were growing up, if you wanted to see a porn, good luck.
Right.
It was really difficult.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you couldn't see one, really.
Yeah, you could go to the, you know, I'm sure we've all had the experience where we've been to the video store with an adult in the early 80s, and there's like an area that you can't go into.
There was a section, there was like a door and a curtain.
But yeah, like a sheet.
Yeah, and you really, and they watched. They're like, don't mm-hmm. you go in
you
there.
You can't go in, and the adults would come in, they would come out with something wrapped in paper.
Yeah. Brown paper.
And you're like, I just wanted to see Police Academy 3.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And then you never really got to see it.
Right. Or you had to find it or somebody's father had it around and then you got someone had it around. And everyone passed it around.
But also people have to remember too that it wasn't cheap. DVDs are cheap. Mm-hmm. Like VHS tapes back in the day to get a porn, it wasn't cheap. Like you had to know, which is why people rented them, which is now seems weird. So it says some people can watch porn occasionally and not suffer the side effects. Thank goodness, because we'd all be screwed.
Yeah, right.
Right. Plenty of people out there, including teens and preteens with highly plastic brains, find they're compulsively using high-speed internet porn, with their porn taste becoming out of sync with their real life. So these are for young people who have not had actual sex mm-hmm. with other people.
And
they're getting all of their ideas from the pornography. And they're saying that when you're young, your brain... So watching too much porn... like destroys brain cells basically and also makes it difficult for you to have to for your dopamine receptors mm-hmm. so that you feel good and you need more and more porn and more strange porn and like so it gets
you
to
need
the point
variety,
then,
you need this and that
but it just goes to the point where you come out the other side of it and then these guys are now having trouble relating to actual sexual partners.
Wow.
So it says here and you know Playboy is no longer having nudes.
Right.
Because they can't, nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
Who wants to see, like, some boring nude, like, University of Nebraska cheerleader?
Yeah.
When you can see crazy stuff on the internet.
All kinds of things.
For free. Yeah. And also, what if you're not into, like, the girl next door?
Yeah.
Like, you want, you know, black chick or something. You know, like, anything a little different. So it says, a German study, of course.
Yeah.
Showed users' problems correlated most closely with the number of tabs open. So I guess people have like 4 and 5 tabs open and they're watching like, you know,
go to
BBW over here.
Go to screen 2.
Yeah, yes. Like all at once. A bunch of, can you imagine watching like 5 porns at once?
Why?
I know. I feel like I'm not getting, like if one porn isn't working, I'm sure as hell not going to try to just put as many on as I can
possible.
At the same time. Like there's something wrong.
What do they think? It's like an orgy happening. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. Like, oh, look, it's my porn orgy.
But you can watch one.
You can watch one porn. It's an orgy.
Yes, an orgy. Or you can watch 5 orgy porns and see 30 people having sex. And then you're just like, oh, who cares?
Okay, but maybe the fun is that I bet all these people didn't know they signed up for an orgy.
Yeah. Well, a bigger one.
Yeah.
Than the one they thought they were in. So for these people, 2 chicks at the same time is like, eh, it's a Tuesday. Another recent study found that you can actually have an addiction to watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
But the negative thing about all this stuff is then that guys find that they can't get it up. And they can't have normal relationships with women.
Unless a whole big production goes on before their eyes.
No, period.
Wow.
So it says, for many of these dudes, and for this study it was dudes, I haven't heard much about women having a porn, mm-hmm. like, addiction. But for many of them, a real-life sexual encounter can be foreign and anxiety-provoking experience. Yeah, that's what it is. That doesn't go away.
Right.
That's how it is. Because this is because communication is required. So for a porn, you don't need to have any communicative skills. It says they need communication skills, and their entire body has to be engaged with another three-dimensional flesh and blood person who also has needs,
right?
Sexual and romantic.
And, emotional, all these different needs. And then they have to actually take them into consideration instead of their own selfish selves. Yeah.
So in 1948, Kinsey published a book called Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, and they did surveys that found that 1% of men under 30 and 3% of men between 30 and 45 have erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a huge thing. So now they're saying, they did a survey with military servicemen, not because they're in the military, but because they watch a lot of pornography, mm-hmm. which makes sense. More than a third of them have ED from watching too much porn. So I think they think they're doing a favor by letting these guys have access to a lot of pornography, but it's actually making things worse for them. And they said that they've been looking at people all around the world, and it's the high-speed internet porn that's killing it.
Wow.
For people. So people, there's a new book coming out called Man Interrupted.
Oh, that's terrible.
When they interview young men, and young men are concerned about porn, and they're saying, we hope that more people acknowledge that there's a porn addiction so that we can go out there and talk to people. I'm like, don't wait till it's acknowledged. Just go out there and deal with it.
Don't you think like sexism and misogyny have another role in that as well? If they're watching straight porn, it's like...
I'm not saying it doesn't, but I think it's weird that like you're... You know, if you're a young guy or a young girl watching porn, you are thinking, yeah, I'm going to get off. I'm going to enjoy this. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking, like, this is going to negatively affect, like, actual sex later on in life. But the rate at which because everybody watches porn, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. But the rate at which these guys are watching, like, if you have 4 or 5 windows open on your computer at one time.
Right. Well, yeah, that's another extreme thing. But what if... What is, like, the normal viewing of porn per week, then? That's not...
I don't know.
Did they mention anything in the study about
this is,
what's going to keep
about
you from getting ED?
People who... I think they're just saying that, basically, you need to... You can't just be watching porn. You also have to be having sex.
Yeah.
And what I got from this article is pretty long, is that these guys aren't having sex.
Oh,
they're just beating off to porn.
Okay, so they gotta have sex.
Yeah,
they have to.
So I would say the antidote to this is get out there, have sex.
Get out there, get someone.
With people. with at least one person besides yourself.
Wow.
And because that has got to be pornography. I'm sorry, it's got to.
Don't apologize.
You know what I mean? So I just thought it was interesting. This was not a problem when we were growing up.
No, not at
all. It was so hard to get your hands on a porn. We used to read books. That's how, you know, I'm not kidding.
I used to go into the cave and look at the drawings on the wall.
Yeah. Two stick figures.
That's basically.
So this is just I just thought it was an interesting thing.
That is interesting.
Because at first I was like, whatever. And then I started reading. I was like, this is a real problem. People need to go out there and have sex with people.
Go get it, you guys.
Yeah.
That's what we said here.
Go get it. You know. Yeah. Treat someone nice.
Be nice. Yeah, be nice.
And it's
nice
not just
normal.
Straight guys.
Yeah.
This is for all... Like,
everybody.
Everybody across the spectrum. All types of men they talk to. Gay, straight, bisexual, whatever.
Yeah.
It's everybody. Okay. Get out there.
Get out there. Go.
Heike says. All right, what do you have?
I have here... what is this? It used to be called The Week in Bigots, but now this is just...
Weak and bigot. Well, we found that to be too uplifting.
Yeah.
I want to bring that back, though, because every once in a while I see something, I'm like, is that bigoted?
Yeah, I know. When we see it, yeah, definitely bring it in. But
or as we like to call the weak in trumpets.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump used to be eponymous for being a millionaire. Now I think it's going to be an eponymous for being just a bigot.
Yeah.
Oh. With bad hair.
Right. But this is just the language that we use today. Sometimes we have sayings and things about things we don't realize what the origin was.
Yeah, they're just in the water stream and they're out there.
Right. So here's two of them. First one, butter someone up. How'd that come to be?
I don't want to know. I hope it doesn't refer to what I was talking about.
You know, it means to impress someone with flattery, but the origin is that this was a customary religious act in ancient India. A devout would throw butterballs at the statue of their gods to seek favor or forgiveness.
Wow, that's kind of cool. So like like a little ball of butter with a stick, I guess, on there.
I hope I wonder if the thing was, if it sticks, are you forgiven? If it falls, slides down?
But isn't it hot in India?
It's hot as butterballs in it.
Is it going to stay on?
I don't know what they did, but that's what they did.
That's called, and that's to butter someone up. So to try to curry favor. to try to curry favor with somebody. Oh, yeah. Dear me.
Yeah.
I like that one. Do you have any more?
Yeah, this other one is cat.
Are these food related?
This is cat got your tongue.
Okay.
Okay, so it means asked to a person who is at a loss for words.
Okay.
And the origin is the English Navy used a whip called cat-o'-nine-tails for flogging.
Yeah, yeah.
The pain was so severe that it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time. Alternatively, another possible
much
source.
Like when I would visit my dad for the weekend and come home and not speak till Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's just like...
so tortured, you can't
trauma,
even say
yeah. The psychological trauma.
Another possible source could be from ancient Egypt, where liars and blasphemers' tongues were cut out and fed to the cats.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah.
That one seems like...
That seems like a
better... I can imagine an ancient Egyptian being like, look at that guy, cat got his tongue. Really?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
All right, so I have here... What do I have? Oh, some robot news. So Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robot apocalypse.
We sure are.
It's supposed to have happened, and I think it might be, and we're just not really aware of it, because robots.
Yeah.
So a couple of things in robots. Apparently, there's... Someone has invented a robot. Now, I think this is a good thing. It's called the Roar.
Called the Roar?
It's R-O-A-R.
All right.
This comes out of Germany. Oh, sorry. Volvo. Volvo.
Wait, but specifically not Germany, yeah. But the company Volvo.
Volvo. It is the company Volvo. They're working with Penn State University, Malarden University, which I think is in Germany, and Chalmers University, which might be in England. And they have come up with this machine that collects trash.
Oh.
So basically what it does is it's figured out how to, so they've made the trash cans, I think this was in Germany or wherever it was in Europe, are square and they're much larger than the ones here.
Okay.
So they've made the robot so that it basically just rolls up to the trash can and picks up the trash can and then takes the trash away and then brings the trash can back. I like it, but what's the mob going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know, it was really interesting. They showed how it can distinguish between what the trash can is and, like, they put in its path, like, a tricycle. Didn't pick that up. Went
is
around
it. It's square? But what if other square things? What if I put out, a box of something?
Like a box of, like, fruits?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So I think the way that it's set up is that the robot is a smart device, and I think the trash can also has some connectivity to it as well. But I kind of like the idea, because they're saying, like, we want to make things more hygienic. Yeah. We don't want people having to handle what's in the trash.
Yes.
You know? In my neighborhood, I would say 5% of all the trash just ends up on the damn ground.
Yeah.
Because it's gross and disgusting. It spills out the side. And the guys who, you know, who are doing it are like Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. And
right, they're not. They're being a little sloppy with it. In my town, we have people, some people go through the garbage looking for things.
I mean,
but they don't make a mess. That's the one thing.
That's what I was going to say. They don't make a mess. And I always wonder, because I've seen people in my neighborhood, too, like, collecting all the candles. I'm like, why aren't we already separating that shit out for them to pick it up?
Yeah.
Like, why do they have to go through it? Why can't we just have more cans and I can put all that stuff in them and they can go and recycle it? I have no problem with that.
That's what I do. We have a recycle can and so I put everything in there so they can take it. And I also put out on a little, there's a little railing and I put out clothes and different things.
Yeah, I do that too. I put out stuff that's like good for people to take. Here's another thing I found too. Speaking of, this is robots taking blue collar jobs. So trash collector out. This is another one, a bricklayer.
Bricklayer.
I know. Unions are going to be up in arms.
There's something sexy about a bricklayer.
Not this one. Okay. This is from Perth, Australia. It's a bricklayer, and it's called Hadrian, after the Roman emperor who built the wall at the top of the Roman Empire.
Is your name Hadrian? No, it's Hadrian.
Like Hadrian's Wall. Okay. It's developed by this guy called Mark Pivak.
So, hey,
Hadrian.
Hey, Hadrian.
The guy says, people have been laying bricks for 6,000 years. And ever since the Industrial Revolution, they've tried to automate the bricklaying process. So what this thing does is it works with some kind of an AutoCAD program to figure out what it is that it has to build. It doesn't ever stop building, and it can build a house in 2 days.
What?
It can build a house
what
of bricks
of house?
In 2 days. Just a regular size house, the brick shell of the house.
But
in
what
two
about
days.
Houses of straw or what? Houses of sticks?
Yeah, what about them? Inquiring pigs want to know. So I just thought it was interesting. It says it's going to be commercialized in Western Australia first and then in the rest of the country. It's interesting because there are a lot of countries for whom these jobs are not as important as they are here. Mm-hmm. And so they are the ones who are coming up quickly with these technologies that I think will be here pretty soon and will be taking over jobs. Mm-hmm. I saw some guys laying bricks the other day, and I felt like I was looking at something 100 years ago. They were putting some of the bricks in a pail. They had a pulley system, mm-hmm. and they were pulling the bricks up to the top, and then they were laying it. I watched them for maybe 45 minutes. It was outside my gym. They laid pretty much nothing.
Really? Because they were going so slow.
Because they were going so slow. Yeah. Because that's the way that they had to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, once again, the mob. Next thing you know, there's going to be robots doing linens.
Yeah. But, you know, anytime there's construction going on outside, there's always one old man standing on the corner watching the whole thing.
Get holding it down.
Yeah.
Making sure nothing goes wrong. Yeah. Who is that guy?
It's nothing to do with anything.
It's the mob.
It will always be an old man standing there looking. Always. Just check out any kind of construction site. Look over to the side and there's like an old guy like, yeah.
What if in our jobs there was always someone who showed up with like, just watching the podcast happen. Making sure everything's all right. Been here every week. Like clockwork. Look at him.
Oh.
I wouldn't want people watching me while I'm doing my job.
Right.
All right. So that's my robot news. Okay. What do you have?
A little bit of barnyard news here.
Nice. We like to report on animals that are in the barnyard and some animals that are not in the barnyard.
Yeah.
Are these in or out?
These are out.
Okay.
These are different birds. excuse me. European storks, you know, the legendary bearers of babies.
Oh, that's right. Do they still say that?
Yeah, people.
I learned it from watching, like, Warner Brothers cartoons.
That's what I learned, too.
You know?
Yeah. But it's still a thing. It's still, like, a reference I think kids today would know.
Because I was always like, how come they not bring any black babies? How do we get here? Do you know what I'm saying? There's, like, an eagle drop us off or, like, an owl. What happens? There's always just a little white kid.
You're right.
We walk up.
It's always a white kid, and it's on the cards, too.
Yes.
Historically.
We walk up. I saw an African American card the other night. It was a mahogany from Hallmark.
Oh yeah,
it had LL Cool J on the front.
Yay!
And I'm like, but it was a crappy. It was still corny.
Yeah,
I'm like, you almost made it. He is black, yes, but the rest of this card.
Mama said today's your birthday.
I know.
Is that it?
No, it was like you've got a nice smile. I'm like, no,
you would never do that.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I need love. It's something that's LL Cool J related. All right, sorry, go ahead. Something fun. Don't call it a comeback.
Your birthday's around the way, girl.
Yeah. Yes. I like it. You should work for them. Hallmark, are you listening? Katie knows black people. You don't. All right.
So anyway, with the storks, the nest is a really potent gift. The birds mate for life, but the fidelity
potent.
Is...
Potent.
Yes. That's strong. What they said.
80 proof.
The birds mate for life, but their fidelity is to the nest, not the mate.
Yes.
So
I like that. It's her studio, not her.
Male and the female return yearly to the same nest, not each other, which has the effect of making them mates for life.
Oh, okay. So as long as
that it's like a nice house.
Yeah.
We both
As long as
here.
You have a crib, I'll be there.
This is a really nice house. I'm not going anywhere. So we're going to stay together.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. We built this city on rock and roll.
If they're talking a lot about here.
They're talking a lot. They keep going on about something. These birdologists. I forgot what the word is for herp. No. What's for bird? Aviologists?
Something.
I don't know. Birdologists.
Birds dance also to attract mates.
Yeah, baby.
It says dancing occurs in most human
cultures.
I call
this one the crow.
Wait a minute. Look at the sentence. Dancing occurs in most human cultures.
Who doesn't dance?
Who doesn't dance? Who are these people?
Mitt Romney. Can you imagine Mitt Romney and his folk cutting a rug? Maybe they don't dance.
In some cases, men and women even perform separate gender-specific dances. They watch one other do. Of course they do.
Do they make a circle? They go, go store, get busy.
The peacock, with its outspread tail, which it will shake and rattle to attract females.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody knows about that. He's like the king of that.
Wild turkeys engage in the same ritual. Turkeys spread their brown tails like, as they say, like a Puritan version of the peacock. Like, why they have to...
Really? A Puritan version? We've been over this before. Yeah. Leave the Puritans alone. Yeah,
expansion of the body feathers as well as tail feathers.
He's giving us a mild Standish.
But the expansion of the feathers as well as the tail feathers makes males look larger and more fit. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's because they make you have nice tail feathers.
Yeah. It's designed it's not like only to attract females, but to warn away other males. Look, I'm giant.
Yeah, I'm huge.
I'm huge. I'm the biggest tail. I have the biggest and the best tail feathers.
Yes, has everybody seen that? Has everyone seen my tail?
Let's see what else happens here. They're just talking a lot about these.
They keep going on about.
They're talking about. I'm scanning through the notes that I have here on birds, and they're just talking about, oh, this one dances, that one dances. I'm like, what did
it's
I print
a dance,
this out for?
Dances with birds. What did I print this out for? Or we're out of time anyway. It's pretty funny. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. What they're watching now in pornography, it's mostly like regular people anyway. Yeah. Right? It's not like it's, you know, Pamela Anderson. It's like, it's regular people.
Pamela Anderson. When did you pull out Pamela Anderson? Leave her out of this.
Well, she was the last Playboy nude.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Was she?
Yeah, because she's old too, right?
Yeah. Oh, but that's how they closed it
that's
out.
That's how they closed it out with Pamela. Who hasn't seen that? Like, who hasn't seen Pamela Anderson naked? Anyway, she's the last one. Okay. And even she was like, yeah, nobody wants to look at this. When you can see, you know, when you can see, like, you're going to look at one picture of me, like, you know, with a watering hose at a car.
Yeah.
Or you're going to see, like, 8 screens of, you know, Crazy Town. Yeah, like, right, whatever right, kind right. of stuff you want. Yeah.